Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Do you believe in prayer? Do you believe that we serve a God with whom nothing is impossible? That He actually answers prayer and that He intervenes in history? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, we serve a God who knows no limitations, with whom nothing is impossible. There is a passage in the Scriptures where a man comes to Jesus, asking Jesus if he would heal his son. And the man says, if it's possible, can you heal my son? Jesus doesn't just say yes or no. He says, if it's possible. And then he heals his son. He responds in an incredulous manner. Yes, obviously it's possible. You're speaking to the creator of the universe, God Almighty, who incarnated in the person and life of Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible with our God, who is the creator of all, and all things are possible to those who believe and who pray and seek His face. God can turn mountains into flat ground. He can dry up streams. He can part rivers. He can turn adversity into opportunity. He can turn night into day.
Well, that's right. And you know, Matt, we look around and it just seems like the world is unraveling. We see unrest in every corner of the world. You see ISIS and the Taliban, you know, murdering children, beheading Christian children and babes around the world. I mean, it's heartbreaking. We see the United States, the fabric of our country and our Constitution being trampled, and lawlessness everywhere here in the United States. And it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. But as Christians, as believers, we should not despair. And Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. We can pray for revival in this nation. We can pray for our own personal situations that may be happening in our lives. And we don't even always have to know what to pray for, Matt. One of my favorite verses, Romans 8:26, says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. So just praying, you know, even if you don't have the words, just cry out to God for our nation. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your soul. Cry out for your family. Cry out for your children. Cry out for this nation, and cry out for revival.
You know, at Liberty Counsel, we begin every day with prayer. We hook up the different offices, and we begin our day with prayer. We also have what we call Super Tuesday, and that is a time where we get together and we have prayer for as long as God moves in that prayer. Sometimes it may be an hour, sometimes it may be 3 hours. But we really understand that prayer is at the foundation of what we do. We also have the Liberty Prayer Network, and Maureen Bravo is our international leader of the Liberty Prayer Network, which is a prayer network of many intercessors around the world and throughout the United States that pray for Liberty Counsel, that pray for our families, that pray for America, that pray for what is happening to our brothers and sisters around the world in the persecuted church and elsewhere. We believe that prayer is essential. In fact, if you go back to the very beginning of our country, the country was coming together through our founders after the American Revolution, trying to determine what kind of form of government we will be. And when they couldn't agree on the form of government, it was about ready to fall apart. The War of Independence did not seem to bring the unity together. And Benjamin Franklin stood up in the midst of that assembly, and he talked about the importance of prayer. He said, can a sparrow fall to the ground without his notice? Then how can an empire rise without his aid? We can't pull ourselves up with our own bootstraps. He encouraged the people to take some time to pray. They stopped They spent a couple of days in prayer. John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail about the incredible experience that they had in prayer. They came back together, and a few weeks later, they drafted and agreed upon the United States Constitution, and the United States of America was born. America was birthed in prayer.
Yeah, think about that for a second. This nation, the Constitutional Convention, the very birth of this nation, they had reached an impasse. And this nation was literally built on prayer. It was that prayer you mentioned and that call for prayer by Benjamin Franklin that broke the logjam, and the greatest nation on earth was the product of that prayer. And just really miraculous. Matt, this is unscripted. This isn't something we plan or anything like this. But I just want to ask right now, everyone listening, to pray for you, Matt, and for Anita, and for the efforts of Liberty Counsel, for everything that you're doing. We're talking about prayer. You know, we are Liberty Counsel is a small, fairly small organization that packs a really big punch. And I would just pray that your efforts, and I would ask people listening right now to pray for you personally, for Anita personally, and for Liberty Counsel generally, that you would find success, that you would find strength and courage to continue doing what you're doing on behalf of the American people, on behalf of life, of the family, on behalf of religious freedom and religious liberty. And I just ask people right now, if you have time now, if not later, just take a minute, pray for Matt, pray for Anita Staver, and pray for the efforts of Liberty Counsel, that this great organization would be mightily blessed and do mighty things for the kingdom of God.
Well, thank you, Matt. We know that we cannot do this in our own strength. We know that we are engaged in a great cosmic spiritual conflict. We know that our own efforts cannot do what is needed. We know, for example, that the little boy's fish and loaves could not have fed the multitudes, but Jesus took it and he gave thanks and he ultimately blessed it. And we know the story. We know that David could not have in his own power defeated Goliath. We know that the three Hebrews in their own power could not have been thrown into the fiery furnace and survived it. Daniel could not have survived the lion's den. Moses could not have survived the Exodus. Esther and Mordecai and the Israelite nation there, the Jews, could not have survived the decree that was issued by the Persian king, irrevocable decree that they all were going to die on a certain day. All of these had something in common. God's people prayed, and God intervened in history. We know that prayer is the foundation. We thank all of those listeners who pray for Liberty Counsel on a regular basis. And Matt, I'm encouraged as I travel around the country where people will come up to me and say, we pray for you and the mission and the ministry and the people of Liberty Counsel on a daily basis. I hear that over and over again. And I want to also encourage people to pray for the ministries of Liberty Counsel and all the families that have dedicated their lives to this mission. Pray that God is glorified, that in our lifetime, revival takes place. You know that we serve a God who says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He made that statement at Caesarea Philippi, at the very epicenter of paganism, where the gates of hell were. Jesus says, I'm not going to build it over there. I'm going to build it on the very foundation, on the rock here. I'm going to build it in this location. I'm going to build it at the very gates of hell. Will not prevail against it. The church can be the church. Now is the time for us to show the world what it means to be Christian. And we do that first and foremost by our relationship with God that transforms our lives through prayer. Thank you for your prayers and your support of Liberty Counsel, and thank you for standing with us. Together, we can make a difference. Together, we can form a circle of prayer around this ministry, around our families, around our country, around this world. And, you know, Jesus was speaking to the disciples one time when they were trying to heal the son of a man, and they couldn't heal him. And then Jesus was approached by that same man, said, I went to your disciples, they couldn't heal my son. And Jesus said the words to this boy, he was healed. And then the disciples came to him afterward, why couldn't we heal? And he said, because you lacked faith. We need to have faith in the God who's the God of the universe, the creator of all, that God will turn mountains into flat ground, dry rivers into dry land. He is the God of impossibilities. Let's pray to God like we mean it, like we understand that we serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.